This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Hey, welcome to Second Date Update. Lance is joining us on the show this morning. He messaged us at 1029thewolf.com. You can too if you've been out on a great first date, or at least you thought so, but the other person is dragging their feet, getting back in touch with you for a second. Lance, how are you doing this morning on this Friday?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm doing okay. Definitely have a first date that didn't materialize into a second date. That's what I'm calling y'all.
Yeah, we got this message here that you sent about Ella. Can you tell us about the date that you went on with her?
Yeah, I mean, so we met at a flea market. She was selling little Dreamcatcher keychains.
That's different. Cool.
Yeah, and I was looking for something for my mom, like a birthday gift. And so we got into this like really in-depth conversation kind of randomly about astrology. And she gave me a business card and told me to text her so we could chat more.
What is it? Is it Mercury that's in retrograde, or is it Mars that's in retrograde right now? But
I have no idea.
Yeah, so you took that as a hint, Ella, giving you her business card to text her and chat more, that she was interested in you then, obviously. Anybody would.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a little, I guess it's a little funny texting somebody on their business card number, but I did. And then she ended up texting me back and we talked for a little while. And then maybe like a week later, we ended up grabbing some dinner, but I haven't really heard from her since then.
Huh. So you had met her at this flea market and then went out with her about a week later. And when was that? Was that a week ago?
Mm-hmm. It's been like 2 weeks maybe now.
Okay.
Lance, did anything awkward happen on that date, on that dinner that you can recall?
So not really. The only thing I can think of is when I was adding her on Instagram on my phone, she saw my phone and, the way she said it is, you know, to quote her, she said that there's a lot of, busty e-girls on my page on Instagram.
There's a lot of what?
Busty e-girls. I mean, you know how the algorithm's always shoving things at you? I mean, it's just like, I guess like...
Yeah, I do know what that is. And honestly, we just talked about that. Yes, I am so guilty of this because I'm almost embarrassed. I'm telling you right now, if we pull up my Instagram feed, it's embarrassing because like the algorithm that it's sending to me is definitely some like voluptuous females. And I can't control that. So I know what you're talking about.
You've got to get that off your phone.
Here's what we're going to do.
There's so much going on. I'm so disappointed with you and Lance.
This
is what we're
going to
do. We're going to call Ella, Lance, with your permission, see if we can get you a second date with her. All right.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, you hold on right there. The second half of second, you stay off your phone.
It's not so much me as it is the Instagram algorithm. Look at this.
We all need a break. We'll be right back on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Our listener Lance met Ella at a flea market, and she ended up giving him her business card.
Yeah, it's a little funny texting somebody on their business card number, but I did, and then she ended up texting me back, and we talked for a little while, and we ended up grabbing some dinner, but I haven't really heard from her since then.
But Lance feels maybe the reason Ella is not getting back to him after that first date is because what she saw on his phone. It's Second Date Update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Ella?
Yes, this is she. Who's this?
Hi, Ella. Don't hang up. Not a sales call. It's Thunder and PT this morning. Sorry to call you so early. We are on the air at 102.9 The Wolf, where we do the morning show here. And we just want to ask you a question about a gentleman you went on a date with a couple of weeks ago named Lance.
My dating life is personal, and I don't really feel like sharing this with you on the radio. So,
yeah, no, we understand that. Yeah. I mean, I guess we wouldn't be asking you except for Lance. you know, reached out to us, and he's wondering why you've been ghosting him and not getting back to him. So can you share that with us?
Yeah, just quickly. I thought he was a nice guy, but I'm just, you know, not sure that he's looking for something serious.
Okay, so are you concerned about, and we're going to let you go, just one more question. Are you concerned about what had popped up on his Instagram feed? Because he felt that that was the awkward moment that kind of turned things a little sideways with you.
He told you that?
Yeah, we were kind of, we chatted about that a little bit. Like he said, he's got models popping up on his Instagram feed.
And so does
which PT. I do as well, too. So I'm guilty. I get it.
So I don't know what's going on.
Not on purpose.
So do you have a response? Would you just give us a response on that so we could let him know?
Yeah, like maybe it's silly to make a big deal about it, but I read somewhere that guys who spend their time looking at swimsuit models or, you know, erotic pictures have trouble committing to relationships. I don't have time for that.
Hey, hold on. I tried telling you. It was just a stupid algorithm.
Oh, but Ella,
so that's Lance. We got it, Lance, on the line still, Ella.
Okay. Wow. Okay, fine. Lance, algorithms are based on what you like on your feed, from what else you've been looking at, what else you've been looking at on social media. And I saw your feed when I was adding my account. Mm-hmm. It was a lot.
Yeah. PT, I hope you're getting this message as well. And listen, we don't know.
Am I on trial here?
No, I don't know. Lance, Ella sounds pretty convinced that you are looking at Instagram models.
Look, I mean, maybe that where that comes from is I like cosplay, you know, and there tend to be a lot of attractive women that do cosplay, and so, you know, I look at that sometimes. But the rest of it is just algorithms, you know? It doesn't mean I spend my free time looking at all the stuff that gets recommended to me.
That makes sense.
Okay, but just women get easily turned off by that, okay? Like, mm-hmm. I have to look at that stuff all the time.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
On Instagram.
I get that. I mean, again, I was kind of embarrassed when you pointed it out.
Ella, if you didn't see the pictures of the, I think you called them busty e-girls on Lance's Instagram, would you go out on a second date? Would you consider going out on a second date with him?
Yes, but it doesn't matter. I was turned off when I saw that. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to make a big deal about it in the moment.
Right.
I mean, would you be down and just give me a second chance? Because I did enjoy our time together, and it would be cool to start over.
Okay, you know, I really need to get ready for work, and I can't do this right now.
Okay, Ella, are you still there?
Ella?
Okay, and I don't blame her. Lance, apparently Ella hung up.
Sorry,
I mean,
man.
Look, it's her loss. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, and you might be, but PT, you want to explain this algorithm thing?
Look, I mean, come on.
Is Brooke upset? Does she know? Does she see your Instagram feed and all these women?
No. Maybe she does. I don't know. I don't care. I've got nothing to hide. I'm obviously being very public about it. And frankly, so is Lance. And I don't know, man. Like, I feel like the only thing that I understand where Ella is coming from, too, because I can understand where it's like, hey, I'm seeing some things. Maybe I'm getting a red flag.
You've got a child. No, a 2-year-old.
Here's the deal, dude. It's like you can't control the algorithm. And frankly, it's not like Lance is on he's on trial here for something that he really didn't commit.
Okay.
Like, well, that's kind of frustrating.
You see, and I'm just unaware.
Or we're making the assumption that he did. So I don't know, man.
Okay, so what do you think? Lance, obviously, she hung up. She doesn't want to see you again. So that's pretty much it. Anything else you want to say?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's worth it. Yeah. You know.
Right.
But thanks for helping me out.
Okay.
Yeah, at least you got your answer, I guess, to a certain degree. I don't know.
Well, listen, either do a better job hiding your Instagram account from somebody you go on a date with, or just fix it. Work. You and PT need to get together.
We need to have some kind of cover that goes over it, so like a screen protector.
Yeah, next
like
hour.
When you're at the ATM machine, so nobody can see what codes you're putting in. Nobody can see the busty e-girls.
What am I going to do with you? Well, Lance, anyway, it didn't work out this time for you on second
date update.
You weren't ready
I'm
to
looking
go.
At my feet right now.
More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.